This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. In honor of Women's History Month, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares the stories of the heroic women found in the Bible. In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath to honor the women of the household. It is the ultimate praise for any woman.
Genesis 23 tells us that Abraham's wife Sarah lived to the ripe old age of 127 years old. The Jewish sages comment that every single one of those years was good. But how can that be? Doesn't every life have ups and downs? In fact, for most of Sarah's years, she was barren. She was kidnapped twice, and she had to deal with the difficult personalities of Hagar and Ishmael inside her home. Clearly, her life had its share of difficulties. But the sages teach us that there is just one thing by which we judge any year. How much did we grow? Every day is measured by how we've grown closer to God. Sarah was a prized student in the classroom of life. She knew how to learn from everything and everyone who came her way. That's why the sages call every year of her life a good one. To have a good year, reframe your life. See everything that happens in terms of how much you've learned and how much you will continue to grow. See it through spiritual eyes. Now that's a beautiful frame, and your life is its masterpiece.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate Purim and Women's History Month, discover the Book of Esther and her courageous stand against persecution by visiting holylandradio.org. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.